Judges chapter 8. Now the Ephraimites asked Gideon, "Why did you treat us like that? You didn't call us when you went to fight against Midian." They castigated him sharply. He replied, "What have I accomplished in comparison to you? Aren't the leftover grapes of Ephraim better than the full harvest of Ebiezer? God has handed over the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, into your hand. What was I able to do to match that?" When he said that, their anger subsided. Gideon came to the Jordan River and crossed over, he and the 300 men who were with him, exhausted, yet still pursuing the Midianites. So he said to the men of Succoth, "Please give some loaves of bread to the troops that are following me, for they are faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian." But the princes of Succoth retorted, "You don't already have the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna, do you? So why should we give bread to your army?" Then Gideon threatened, "All right, when the Lord has handed over Zeba and Zalmunna over to my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the desert thorns and briars." Then he went up from there to Penuel and spoke to them the same way, and the men of Penuel answered him the same way as the men of Succoth had. So he also threatened the men of Penuel, "When I come back after the victory, I will break down this tower." Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor with their army, about 15,000 men, all who were left from all the troops of the people of the east, for 120,000 men who drew the sword had already fallen. Then Gideon went up by way of the caravan route east of Nobah and Jogbehah, and attacked the unsuspecting enemy army. When Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he chased them down and captured the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and sent the army into a panic. Then Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from the battle by the ascent of Heres. He caught a young man of Succoth and interrogated him. He wrote down for Gideon the names of 77 princes and elders of Succoth. Then he came to the people of Succoth and said, "Look, here are Zeba and Zalmunna, concerning whom you ridiculed me, saying, 'Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your exhausted troops?' So he took the elders of Succoth and taught them a lesson by threshing them with the thorns and briars of the desert. Then he tore down the tower of Penuel and killed the men of the town. Then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, 'What were the men you killed at Tabor like?' They answered, 'They were like you. Each one resembled the son of a king.' Gideon replied, 'They were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As the Lord lives, if you had kept them alive, I would not kill you now.' Then he said to Yether, his firstborn, 'Get up and kill them.' But the youth did not draw his sword, for he was afraid, because he was just a boy. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, 'Get up and kill us yourself. The proof of a man is his strength.' So Gideon got up and killed Zeba and Zalmunna and took the crescent ornaments that were on their camels' necks. Then the Israelites said to Gideon, 'Rule over us, both you and your son's son also, for you have saved us out of the hand of Midian.' But Gideon said to them, 'I will not rule over you, neither will my son rule over you, for the Lord will rule over you.' Then Gideon said to them, 'I do have one request for you. Each of you give me the earrings you took as plunder,' for they were gold earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. They answered, 'We are glad to give them.' So they spread out a garment, and each man threw in the earrings taken in the booty. The weight of the golden earrings he requested was 43 pounds of gold, beside the crescent ornaments, the pendants, and the purple garments worn by the kings of Midian, and the chains that hung around their camels' necks. From it Gideon made a gold ephod, and put it in his town in Ophrah. But all Israel prostituted themselves before it. It became a snare to Gideon and his house. So Midian was subdued before the Israelites, and they no longer lifted their arrogant heads. the land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon. Then Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and lived in his own house. Gideon fathered 70 sons, for he had many wives. His concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son, and he called his name Abimelech. Gideon, the son of Joash, died at a good old age, and he was buried in the tomb of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. As soon as Gideon was dead, the Israelites turned again and prostituted themselves, worshipping the Baals. They made Baal-berit their god. The Israelites did not remember the Lord their God, who had rescued them from the hand of all their enemies on every side. They did not show kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, in return for all the good things he had done for Israel.